Good morning, welcome to Emmett Audio. So three times in the last couple of days, our lives have been eased by having a spare. Here's the three examples. A couple days ago, our washing machine broke. The little tab on the door that goes into a socket on the that locks, essentially, when you close the door and start it, snapped off. And my wife is interested in just replacing those parts ourselves. We do have an appliance repair guy that we like a lot, but she loves fixing appliances, so she's ordered the parts. In the meantime, we happen to have a second washing machine in the back. The original washer-dryer combo when we bought the house is in the way back, and then when we bought the house, we created an in-law apartment in the back, and we kept the front part of the house for ourselves. That's so we could afford the mortgage, and we brought our washing machine from our previous house with us that we had bought for ourselves and installed it in the front. Hold on, I'm gonna pause while I pass this truck. Okay, so thing number two. Yesterday I was driving in the rain, and one of the windshield wipers in the truck is broken. The little rubber strip that actually wipes across the thing was separated in the center portion. So it was essentially not clearing the windshield at the most critical part. Thank you. And it was infuriating and frankly not safe. And I was thinking, oh, you know, when am I gonna get to a place that has extra windshield wiper blades? It's so annoying. And then I realized that windshield wipers actually have a built-in spare. And I pulled over and I swapped the right one for the left one. And voila, perfect visibility again. Third instance of having a spare being helpful. This one's a little gross, apologize, but our aging cat peed on one of our daughter's beds last night, and we had her sleep in the guest room so that we could use the neutralizing stuff on the mattress and prop it up next to the wood stove, and we'll flip it and all this, you know, what are you going to do? But super convenient to have another mattress for her to sleep on, right? She could have slept on the floor, wouldn't have been the end of the world. But all of this three, I sincerely hope that that's the last of it. But these three things happening in close conjunction with one another just had me thinking about the value of having spares in your life of things. And I'm not saying that everyone needs to go out and have two washing machines. That's an absolute fluke of just how our lives panned out. And we've been talking about getting rid of one. But boy, I'm glad that we didn't, at least for right now, because it was awfully convenient to be able to continue using a washing machine while we wait for these parts to arrive. And it has me thinking about how having a spare of things, what it does is it smooths out the bumps. You still have to deal with the problem, right? Still have to deal with the mattress, still have to deal with the washing machine, still have to deal with the windshield wipers, but it smooths out the bumps so that you are less inconvenienced when it happens, and it means that you can deal with it at the pace that it will be dealt with, right? You still have to deal with it, but your life is less thrown into turmoil. And when your life is less thrown into turmoil, there's a lower cost to the thing happening in the first place. Now, to some extent, you can deal with things also by throwing money at them, but most of us don't have that kind of money. And to some extent, having backups of things requires money in the first place. But having backups of things requires less money than often it costs to deal with something in the moment of crisis, right? A person who I think is amazing at this is my friend Soiree Leone, who lives down in Tennessee. She's been an inspiration to me in having, you know, extra parts to repair the equipment that she uses all the time, just hanging around, right? So the parts that she knows are going to wear out on things, she has the replacement waiting in the wings for when it does happen. And that way, when it happens, sure, she has to take time to fix the thing, but it doesn't throw off her ability to do what she wants to do in the moment nearly as much as if, you know, I can't remember exactly what it was that I saw. It's something maybe to do with like a weed whacker. And she went to go use her weed whacker, I think. This is the story that I recall. And some part was broken, but no trouble because she had the part that she needed. So she was able to fix her weed whacker and go finish the thing with much less inconvenience and much less disruption to her plans. And this appeals to me. You know, when I was working on sailing ships, there was a lot of value placed on having backups and replacements and duplicates of things, because when you're out at sea, that can make the difference between a life-threatening situation and just an inconvenience. So it was drummed into me, and I got to pause and my wife's calling. So I don't know what the answer is. You know, should you try and have backups waiting to everything in your life? No, that's unreasonable. But, you know, what was interesting was that sometimes you end up with backups, with duplicates of things, just by accident, and it's useful to hang on to those. To the extent that you're not paying an arm and a leg to do so. You know, I used to think that having for a while we had two cars and the truck, just because I didn't want to get rid of our original car. And I liked driving my little car from when I was, you know, 21. But honestly, it cost so much to maintain a car in proper working order that even though it was awfully convenient to bring a vehicle to the mechanics and still have a car to drive, it wasn't worth the expense at that point. I am looking forward again to when our daughters have cars and we have the convenience of having another vehicle on hand. That will be nice. But other things, you can have the duplicate, you can have the backup waiting in the wings quite easily. I try and do this for my business, you know, have the replacement blade for the saw or the chain for the chainsaw on hand so that when I decide, you know what, this is no good, it's there waiting for me. You know, I have a backup axe waiting, and I have a backup handle, spare handle for my axes. I have backup knives. You know, mostly just trying to anticipate the things that would create bottlenecks of being able to use my time productively and allow me to smooth over those bumps. And I really hope the cat doesn't pee on the bed again. That's so gross. Thank you for listening. Talk tomorrow.